Hi, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite diamond podcast, the Global Diamond Broker Hard
Truth
Podcast.
The Dynamic Diamond Duo.
See, you know what? I don't like when you interrupt me.
There's so much about me that you don't like.
Like, are you able to let me complete a sentence
before
you
go? Okay, let's go. Go ahead.
We are the Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Podcast. This is episode 88, and...
Isn't it the Hard Truth Diamond Podcast?
No, we've been over this.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Well, I can't be expected to remember everything. Anyway, I'm Colin David Ferguson. I am the Global Diamond Broker. And this is sweet GIA Judy. Sweet to the whole world.
Today?
Not sweet to me. Sorry. Mm. Please let me finish my sentences. Oh. Please don't interrupt me before I'm finished.
Apologies.
Okay, so what's on for today? I got some big stuff for today.
Take it away, Colin.
I'm going to start with current events.
Okay? You're going to start with current events.
The news. In the news today, and you've heard us, if you've heard tuned into the show at all, you've heard me talk about Martin Rappaport.
Who hates millennials.
Who hates
because
millennials.
Because we're smart and we buy lab diamonds.
Who I happen to love. And Martin Rappaport has built a beautiful business in the mine diamond industry and built a publication called Rappaport. We love it that you can Google everything we talk about and verify everything yourself. So the Martin Rappaport news came out today. And by the way, we met Martin last year in Vegas.
Yeah, I'll insert a little picture.
I think you're
He's
taller
a little
than he is.
Yeah, I was going to
yeah,
say.
It was quite cute.
Everyone I met at JCK was like a foot tall, shorter than me.
Yeah, we stuck out like a...
Well, you stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, but...
You stick out like a sore thumb anywhere we go. Let's be real.
What does that even mean, you stick out like a sore thumb? Does a sore thumb stick out?
I don't know.
Maybe it's infected or something. Anyway, we digress.
Ew.
So Martin Rappaport is the mind diamond, passionate beyond belief, passionate beyond truth, passionate beyond, and I don't think Martin would lie, but Martin's, you know, getting a little bit up there in years.
That is such a nice way to put it. That's how I'm going to use, never mind.
Okay. I know where you were going with that.
Yeah,
okay. And it's just mean.
Okay.
Anyway, so Martin in his Rappaport news today, and please Google this stuff, was talking about this obscure little publication that did the numbers, and I'd never even heard of the publication. I'm going to have to post it when we post this. I'll mention it in the comments of the podcast because I don't have my phone in front of me because Judy doesn't allow me to have my phone with me during the podcast. Do you have yours anywhere, Han? Oh, yeah, you do. Right? Like, this is how it goes, okay? Anyway, and the publication talked about the fact that in 2023, now this is last year, it's a couple of months ago, that, and oh my goodness, the numbers were so messed up, but the one that jumped off the page, because remember, this is an industry of information asymmetry, they don't want you to know, was the fact that in the great United States of America, which is by far the biggest diamond marketplace in the world, by far the biggest, that you'll never guess what percentage this publication reported. And it makes us think, if Rappaport's reporting this, what the actual truth is. And they reported that for diamond engagement rings, the center diamonds, and we know that it's not just the center diamonds that are lab grown, but the center diamonds, 46%. That's kind of one out of two. And I suspect it's more like 60% if they're reporting 46% or higher, came out of a laboratory. You know, there's all these studies, all these things going on. And his target market is jewelers. And this is the problem. One of the problems in the industry is jewelers are getting fed a bill of goods about the reality. It's like GRH color is a good choice for someone owning an engagement ring.
Because they say, oh, it's warmer tones, look nicer with yellow gold.
Or so they'll even go further and say they look the same in a setting. No, they don't. They're dark. You know, as one of our clients found out recently with a piece he'd ordered from this very high end, and it came back, New York jeweler, and it came back with a Harvard degree, apparently. So, caution. I'm not going to use names, but caution. And he had recommended an H color, and the thing looked...
like a fancy yellow.
Almost, compared to our diamonds. It looked, it was dark, and the word we use with H is, I can't remember.
Horrible.
It was horrible looking. I felt so bad for the guy. And the problem now is, it's also, the guy had recommended a mine diamond, and there's nowhere for him to even sell it. The guy wouldn't take it back. Not like us. Look, if we create a piece of jewelry, if you're not thrilled, you return it. This guy would not take it back. It was tens of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And so he stuck with it with no secondary market. Mine diamonds are not a financial investment. So that just got me going this morning. I was going to talk about something else, but look, the days of the mine diamond industry are numbered. They are numbered. Think about this, of the mining industry, do some Googling on what is the biggest part of it between jewelry and industrial diamonds. There's no reason to mine anymore for diamonds. Industrial is the by far the biggest aspect of the industry, what they get out of a mine. That business is gone. Clearly, the jewelry side of the industry, the ethical, the environmental, the economic aspects of ownership of the lab-created diamonds have decimated the industry.
And when you have big celebrities rocking lab-grown diamond jewelry, it's got to make you wonder.
Who are we talking about? This is
that was my version of a segue into...
Yeah, that was a good segue. Plus, she doesn't like it when I get too... passionate? That's not what you...
You can get passionate. You're just annoying. So we have Mr. Ryan Gosling.
Who's he? Oh,
he's from The Notebook. Is it The Notebook, Sierra? Yeah. Ryan Gosling, The Notebook.
That's the lovely Sierra back there for all of you who...
I'm pretty sure he's actually Canadian. Ryan Gosling.
Is he, Sierra? Can you Google? Can you do our facts check?
Because I didn't do it
prior. Where Ryan Gosling comes from?
Anyways, he is...
But by the way, The Notebook makes me throw up in my mouth, okay?
Really?
There's never been a bigger chick flick.
Yeah, he's from Ontario.
Wow.
Cool.
All the Ryan popular actors are from Canada, eh? What's the other one?
Ryan Reynolds. He's from Vancouver, actually.
He's from Vancouver Island, actually, originally.
Oh.
So.
Then why isn't his Instagram handle Van City?
Because where would you rather be from if you were a big actor?
True.
So.
Ryan
Gosling, what did he do? Just annoys me.
Why? Because he's hotter
so much
than you?
Hotter
and
than
younger
me,
than you?
Younger than me, richer than me, better looking than me. I mean, the list goes on. But you know what he doesn't have?
What?
The rack.
Wait, you have a rack?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Get real.
Anyways, Gosling was decked out recently with Tag Heuer's Carrera Plasma watch. Timepiece. It features a white gold case and 2.9 carats of laboratory created diamonds.
It's crazy.
I know.
Diamonds
it's insane.
In all the luxury places they said they
And if you didn't
be.
Know, Tag Heuer's parent company is LVMH, who's a huge advocate for laboratory created diamonds.
As a luxury item.
As a luxury item.
And own Tiffany. So guess where Tiffany's going?
Lab grown.
I think so, right?
I mean, they haven't announced it yet, but we called it. We predicted it.
I feel so bad for all these jewelers that hate me. What is it you said the other day when I got hate from a jeweler?
Oh, I said, haters gonna hate.
Right? And so, because they have no clue what they're talking about. And, you know, they just kind of follow this mind side of the industry line that says all these things. Look. One of the comments, and sorry, we've been so busy that I haven't had chance to do something that I relish, which
is get back
burying
to
these people for their misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And And I will get to it. I'm sorry. Like, one of them wants to know my background in the industry. Like, you might not even be, look, no one in the industry globally has my background.
We're
in
doing
the industry.
A video on it.
We're
very
doing
soon,
a video on
today,
that.
Today, so, actually.
Yeah.
If Colin can get his shit together.
Okay. Okay. I'm busy, right? I'm not out lounging around, sitting around producing videos and whatever you do. I don't even know.
Are you downplaying what I'm doing?
You're just waiting for something to hop on all the time to pounce on me.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to change my shirt color today, but because we match, I said, Judy, I think I'll put it on my my yellow shirt. And Judy went. So now I understand hand signals. Like, this is getting really bad. Okay. Like
we match.
She goes, we match though.
I swear, you put it on purpose.
No. I was
really?
I was shirted when Sierra showed up early to the office this morning to shock me, actually, when I walked in from the gym.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
that's so funny.
Anyway, look, so this is what's going on. I grew up in the mined diamond industry. If you told me 4 years ago, I would be saying, get a lab-grown diamond.
But you wouldn't be.
I would have thought you were crazy. Yeah. I never. Even today, when I look at the facts, and we just deal in facts, like, why would you want a 1-carat when you can get a 3-carat and nobody can tell the difference?
Because there is no difference.
And this whole BS about some sort of financial return really makes my blood boil. Ooh, that was weird.
That was weird.
Hey, my blood boil.
Okay,
it's because it's the biggest lie the industry's told. They keep telling it. And it certainly can't. All you have to do, look, take your engagement ring the way it is. Take the one you're looking at and Google, I want to sell my diamond, and see how that goes. By the way, and this is my other one, when these retailers say, oh, it'll appreciate in value, all they've ever done is get more expensive. They've never appreciated in value like some sort of investment. Ask them, well, if I have it for 10 years, wouldn't you want to buy it back? Couldn't we make some sort of agreement? Like, I would think they'd be lined up, jewelers, to get back diamonds that are, you know, appreciating in value. Mm-hmm. It's more industry bullshit. And I've had enough. See, now I'm using bad words like shit. But it's bullshit. And if some jeweler says to you that this is some sort of fact of the industry, please have them call me. Have them message me and explain their position. Because I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I like, you know, we're shipping diamonds all over the world today. We're shipping them to Ireland, and we're shipping them to, what's the name of that town again?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. And we're shipping to Canada, and we're shipping to Asia, and we're shipping all over the world. And this was just an offshoot of kind of my personal crusade after opening the largest chain of jewelry stores in the nation. And, well, maybe not the largest, but a national chain. I don't know who's the largest anymore. But, you know, being the agent for a generational Eddie Greisbert diamond family, where I traveled with briefcases full of diamonds, being the agent, probably at the time the most prestigious sought-after position in the world, was to be the agent for the Argyle Pink Diamond Mine. I mean, you know, and Rio Tinto. I've had these opportunities. I know this business. I've heard the bullshit from top to bottom. They're not a financial investment. You want an Argyle Pink Diamond? Contact us. Let me tell you if the price you're paying is an investment. That's our that's diamonds arriving in the office, by the way. That's a very happy sound here. Hey? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's so there.
Yeah, and certain qualities of diamonds can appreciate in value, like such as that one that went up for auction recently.
The colored ones?
No, it was a Harry Winston.
Oh, that's right.
D color, VVS2 clarity, excellent polish, excellent symmetry, pear-shaped diamond.
Right.
And it
16 carats?
17 carats.
17 carats.
And they're estimating it will go in auction for up to $1 million.
So, but if you think about a Harry Winston, so here was my thought on that. First of all, it's D color. When you talk
it's
to
always
us,
D color.
Right? They're all the top diamonds, white diamonds in the world, they're D color.
Why the ones that go up for auction at
I mean, yeah. D, sometimes an E will work, but they're D, right? The ones, and because they're the most beautiful. I mean, they're transparent. There's no question about it.
If you're going to get an E, though, why not just get a D?
But do you know what I thought?
What?
I mean, that diamond, the 16 karat VVS on its own in the marketplace today is close to $1 million. Here's what I thought, and these are the most astute investors in the world. If you went out to buy it without the Harry Winston, it's going to be close to $1 million diamond out of a mine. Why is it so cheap? And I'll tell you why it's so cheap. That was a good point. You're really getting good at this, eh?
Thanks.
Are you trying to show me
up?
I got
a good teacher.
Is that a compliment to me?
Yes.
Anyway, but that's the question that came to my mind is it's not a lot more than if it didn't have Harry Winston on it.
Which makes me wonder, is it because lab-grown is possible?
I got two words for you. Stockpiles. They're stockpiles. Look, this the mine diamond industry has been whacked in the weenie.
Where did that come from?
Well, when I first heard about it, that's how it felt to me. I mean, I'd done this for 40 years, or I guess 38 years when I found out about this, but I have no clue where whacked in the weenie came
from. Yeah, that was unnecessary.
I've been a little punchy all morning, though. I've been quite funny this morning.
You think you've been funny.
Oh, I've been funny.
Sierra, do you think he's funny?
You would think we planned this sort of stuff. Hey? Yeah, I've been funny, right? Like Judy.
She's like, yeah, you're funny.
Judy, of course, I could fire her.
Me?
You wouldn't leave.
Yeah, true. Right? True that.
You do whatever you want. I don't even care. But yeah, anyway, so whacked in the weenie. What the hell? I've got issues, though, as you well know, right?
Many.
Many, many issues.
Anyways.
So
is there anything else?
There was one other. I thought there was another celebrity you were going to talk about.
No, there might have been another celebrity you wanted me to talk about, but I chose my celebrity.
So here's the question I got is, what's her name, the singer and the football player still together?
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. No fucking clue.
So I sent you a, are you allowed to swear?
I can do whatever I
want. We're at that point with the podcast now. We're starting to swear. Well, because I saw an interview, I think I sent it to you, where they thought the whole thing was contrived to bring more fans to, what's her name again?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I think that's very possible.
And the NFL.
It's very possible.
Like the apparently this is not an uncommon thing with agents to want to make a relationships between celebrities in different fields, like the NFL is the biggest sport in the USA, and Taylor Swift, and it was this model, I can't remember her name, who said that she had this sort of situation before and been set up with football players because it was good for her career. And
it's good for
his
publicity,
career.
Right?
I wonder how far they take those sort
they
of things.
They don't really strike me as the couple that would typically be together.
Do you think any of them want to be set up with a global diamond broker? Mm. With the global diamond broker?
Oh, if you won the only?
I kind of kept back to that LA thing going where I'm hanging out with Kardashian and Elton John and Jim Carrey and, true story, Nicki Minaj. Hey, now that COVID's over, I got to hit the road. You may have to do this show. Or I could do it remotely.
Oh my God.
Anyway, look, it's hard to, and I hope people don't find it boring, because we at one point thought, what else can we talk about? But look, we're not here just to talk. We're here to provide you with information that is up to date, accurate facts on what's going on in the industry. And if you're considering owning a diamond, if it comes out of a mine, please contact us. If you have questions, please contact us. If some jeweler's showing you a GIA cert and saying, this is a great price, send it to us. We'll tell you what a great price is. If they're showing you an IGI cert,
run away.
Ask them why. IGI, ask them why, because it's GIA or no way. I had another one the other day with the GIA.
Oh, EGL. Was it
EGL? EGL's another one. That's right. What did I say? Anyway, I have all these little things that to, and EGL, no. Okay. IGI, look, it's a big lab. They do do some good work, but their certificates are unpredictable.
Yeah.
Right? Some of them, I mean, we saw, remember that one we got off of James Allen, where the police officer had gotten a 3-carat, and they, it was an IGI cert that was a VS, and you could see the big black dot in it. Please contact us. Please don't make the consumer mistakes, because we're here to help. We're the Global Diamond Broker, GIA Judy, and the Diamond Stud.
All right, see you next week,
guys.
Can I go
by that handle now?
Sure. Let's go register it.
What did I say about weenies, by the way?
I don't know. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. See you next week.